奉主耶稣圣名，继续来学习圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to learn the Word of God.
我们今天下午来谈在真理中团契。
And this afternoon, we will learn the topic fellowship in Christ, in truth.
我们刚才唱诗哈，440首。
Just now we sang hymn 440.
这首诗歌叫做在主爱中团契。
Which is talking about the fellowship in Christ.
在主的爱里面呢，我们能够彼此相爱相亲。
In Christ's love, we are able to love one another.
那第一节他说不分南北东西哈。
In verse 1 it says, "In Christ there is no east or west."
在这个浩瀚的宇宙当中啊，所有都契合在主的爱里。
Although there is a great, very vast world, but everyone is united in Christ.
那第二节他把这个主耶稣的这个爱像一个带子一样，把万族万民都把它联系成一家人。
In verse 2, it describes how Christ is like our golden cord that links everyone together.
所以就不分种族。
Therefore, there is no separation between races.
第三节他就说，那我们现在都同为神国的儿女呢，一起来侍奉神，享受神家里的那个满足喜乐。
In verse 3, it describes how we are able to serve Christ together and receive abundant joy.
那就不分你是什么文化，你是什么教育背景。你是在社会上有什么样的身份？
There is no distinction between our education levels or our different backgrounds.
我们都一起来侍奉天上的神。
We are all serving Christ together.
那所以在主耶稣基督的这个爱里面呢，我们现在都互相为肢体来建设这个属神的国度。
Therefore, in the love of God, we are able to build up the kingdom of God together.
这都是因为有主耶稣基督的救赎才有的恩典。
This is a blessing and a grace only possible through the salvation of Christ.
我们知道教会是神的家。
We know that the church is the household of God.
在提摩太前书第三章十五节特别强调说，这个家就是永生神的教会。
In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 tells us that this household is the church.
那这神的家，教会是真理的柱石和根基。
And the church is the pillar and foundation of the truth.
这个家是因为耶稣基督才有的。
And this household is only possible through Christ.
就是因为有神的爱。
Through the love of God.
才建立这个家。
So that this family can be founded.
那这个家现在要成为真理的柱石和根基。
Now this house will become the pillar and foundation of the truth.
所以教会里我们需要有神的爱，需要有真理。
Therefore, in the church of God, there must be the love of God as well as the truth.
我们知道社会许多问题其实都跟这个家庭瓦解有关系的。
We know that many problems in society are founded in the different broken families.
如果破碎的家庭多了那其实社会就有许多问题的儿童，接下去有问题的青少年，最后有问题的这些国民。
Because of broken marriages, there are also problems with the second generation, and then they grow up to be problematic citizens.
那如果一个国度懂得敬畏神，愿意遵行神的话，还有一个共同的道德的约束力，如果没有，那这个社会基本上就是趋于败坏瓦解。
So unless a society is bound by the guidance of the Word of God, otherwise there will be a lot of problems.
我们现在所生长的国度，如果真的会相信神也敬畏神，按照神的法则，社会许多的一些冲突矛盾其实都可以解决。
If a country knows to honor God and to abide by God's commandments, then a lot of problems can be alleviated.
社会上的居民会不会觉得幸福取决于这个社会到底有没有爱。
And whether or not the citizens of a country can feel happy depends on whether or not there is love in that country.
那这个社会如果愿意敬畏神有真理神行神的真理其实也会充满良善。
When a country is willing to do according to the truth of God, then there will be goodness and kindness.
一个国家如果没有爱，也没有真理，没有道德标准，那这个社会就变得很恐怖。
But if a society does not have the word of God and does not have the moral standards provided by God, then the society will become very terrible.
如果每个人都是为了争取自己的利益。
Then everyone will seek their own personal gain.
每一个人都是在争权夺利。
Everyone is stepping on each other just for their own benefit.
那都是自私的。
And this is very selfish.
都只是活在眼前的世界里。
And their perspective is only in the present.
那这个社会就变得很残酷。
Then this kind of society will become very cruel.
很多人就想要离开了。
So many people will want to depart.
你看，从国家的角度去看是这样子，从教会的角度也是这样。
This is the same, in society as well as in a church.
我们今天说教会是神的家。
When we say that church is the house of God,
这个神的家一定要充满爱。
The house of God must be filled with love.
要有真理。
There must be the truth.
那在这个家里人都可以联系成一体一起来侍奉来建设家。
And everyone must be connected to one another so that we can build up the church together.
那也一起活在这个真理当中。
And we live and abide together in the truth.
那么这里面的人就会觉得很幸福，那这个家也会兴旺。
Then everyone within this family will feel very blessed.
约翰二书就是我们今天的读经进度。
Today we are reading 2 John.
这是另外一封使徒约翰他所写的。
This is another letter written by John.
那他以一个长老的身份写信给教会，那在他的眼中，这就是基督的心腹。
He writes to the as an elder to the members of the church, and he views the church as the bride of Christ.
那教会里面的这些弟兄姐妹都是神的儿女。
And all of the brothers and sisters are the children of God.
第一开头二书第一节，他就说这些我做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。
Verse 1 says, The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all those who have known the truth.
他这里说这些这教会跟教会里面的这些主的门徒都是在真理下在真理下他所爱的人。
He says that all of the members of the church, her children, he loves in the truth.
好，我们中文把它变成说是诚心所爱。如果你看英文，它就说明是在真理下面所产生出来的爱的。
So this love is within the truth.
那就是不但是我爱，也是一切知道真理的人都会这样喜爱。
And not only does he love the church as such, but also all who love and have known the truth will also love in the same way.
这就是说，今天我们如果知道真理，我们就会那个散发一种从神来那种神圣的爱，会跨越种族我们人间这些不同的这些差异，而能够彼此相爱的。
So when we understand the truth, we are able to love each other with a godly love that surpasses all divisions of race or gender.
所以他才第二节才会说爱你们是因为真理的缘故。
So he says that whom I love in truth.
那这个真理存在我们的里面，也必永远与我们同在。
Verse 2, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever.
这就指出了一个非常关键的问题，就是我们今天要在真理当中彼此相爱。
So this is a very critical point, which is we need to love each other in truth.
那所以他这个因为有这个神从神来的爱，他看到如果每一个人都在遵行真理，他就非常喜乐。
Therefore, when he sees others doing according to the truth, he is very joyful.
因为这个都是有主耶稣基督的心肠。
He has the heart of Christ.
第四节他才会强调说，我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受的命令遵行真理的，就甚欢喜。
Verse 4, I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in the truth.
他的喜乐来源就是看到这些教会里面都共同在遵守真理。
He is very joyful because he sees that the church is walking in truth together.
因为这个也是神的命令。
This is also the commandment of God.
就是第五节说我们要彼此相爱的。
In verse 5 it says, love one another.
那这个爱是从神来的。
This love comes from God.
是主耶稣基督他舍命的爱。
It is a sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣他告诉我们什么叫做爱，他用他的生命 来证明让众人可以效法。
The Lord Jesus showed us with his life a love that we ought to emulate.
那他也拯救我们离开了罪恶， 成为他的儿女。
He saved us out of sin so that we could become his children.
那现在有这个爱来感动改变我们之后，我们也需要来效法这样的爱。
After we have been transformed by this love, we need to imitate this love.
那我们如果爱神，就会遵守他的命令，这就是在约翰一书一直强调的。
And 1 John continues to emphasize to us that those who love God will keep his commandments.
第六节就是约翰二书，他一样在说，我们若照他的命令行，这就是爱。
In 2 John verse 6, it says again, this is love that we walk according to his commandments.
所以爱，真的有爱的人，他会有真理，而且会照着去做，生活会改变。
So those who have love will keep the truth and walk according to it.
那可是我有时候我们会想说，那如果爱的话，应该是很良善的，对什么人都很好啊。
Our concept of love might be that we are nice to everyone.
就好像最好教会里面都像那个圣诞老公公这样子，嘴巴都一直开开的，然后每个人都好，然后看到就跟他 hug， 不管谁，只要 any 来他都好。
So our image of what being loving in the church might be, everybody is like Santa Claus, always very jolly and hugging everyone.
你看今天社会哈，那如果有爱的，什么时候会展现？大概就在这个十二月的时候。
Usually we see the most love in society in December.
因为在这个时候，他们在庆祝所谓的圣诞节。
Because everyone is celebrating, well, most people are celebrating Christmas.
因为这个他们认定说，哦，这是耶稣降生了。
Because it is a day known to be the birthday of Jesus.
耶稣来就是好，带来好消息。
So Jesus came for with good news.
那就是给每个人的礼物，都有一个恩典。
And so everybody gets a gift.
那所以有时候很自然的期待说，在教会里面应该像这样子，都每一个人都很好。
So the expectation might be that in church everyone should be as kind and jolly as
大家都充满爱。
So that everyone is filled with love.
但是如果在教会里面没有坚持真理，这个爱就会变质了。
But if in the church there is no truth or principle of truth, then this love will deviate from what it really is.
这个真理也不是神来的真理了。
And this truth would not be truth from God.
我们如果看第九节哈。
In verse 9,
他说：“凡越过基督的教训不常守着的，就没有神。”
It says, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God."
表示说，他这个教在神的家里面有一个绝对的标准，就是耶稣基督的教训。
This means that in the household of Christ, there is an absolute standard, which is his doctrine.
那如果越过这个教训，他说他就没有神了。
Whoever transgresses this does not have God.
那但是如果常常守着，就有父又有子。
But he who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son.
这里特别提到说，这个就是我们所坚持的这个基本信仰，这个就是教训。
So this is the doctrine or the basic beliefs that we ought to hold tightly onto.
当时候有许多人在传迷惑人的异端呢。
During that time, there are people who were preaching heresy.
我们说过，这些人就是不承认耶稣是基督，是道成肉身来的。
And as we mentioned before, it was those who did not acknowledge that Jesus is God in flesh.
第七节啊，约翰直接说这些人就是敌基督的。
John says very clearly that they are antichrist.
那他这个就是迷惑人的。
And they are deceivers.
那迷惑人的其实就是变成魔鬼的工具。
So as deceivers, they become instruments of the devil.
因为魔鬼就是迷惑列国普天下的。
Because the devil is the deceiver of all mankind.
今天那些传异端的人就成为魔鬼的跟随者。
Therefore, those who preach heresy become followers of the devil.
那这个时候，你看约翰他讲的非常严厉的。
And John says very strictly.
第十节说，如果有人在传这个教训，你不要接待他。
In verse 10, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house.
不要问他的安呢。
Nor greet him.
也就是说，你不要跟他一起有来往。
In other words, we should not interact with this kind of person.
第十一节说，因为问他安的，就是在他的恶行上有份呢。
11, for he who greets him shares in his evil deeds.
那所以你看这个约翰他的这个话，我们有时候想想。他的话语跟他所呈现的这个形象，他是爱的使徒哦。
So if we think about it, John is the beloved disciple.
他讲到爱讲得非常的深入的，特别是在约翰一书里。
And when he speaks about love, it is very profound.
可是到这里，他对于那些不愿意遵守真理的，他讲得非常严厉的。
But when he comes to the topic about those who do not keep the doctrine of Christ, he is very stern.
讲得很严，讲得很绝对，连问安都不要，都不要跟他做朋友啊。
And he says very directly that one should not greet him.
因为这个就是他作为主的使徒，要维护真理。要尽到的职责。
This is the words that he ought to say as a disciple, an apostle of Jesus Christ.
今天我们在教会里面要追求爱。
In the church, we need to pursue love.
要让众人可以感受到主耶稣基督所应许的永生。
We have to allow everyone to experience the promised eternal life.
在爱里面，你看我们会被接纳。
Because there is love, we feel accepted.
那我们会愿意来效法主耶稣，然后遵守他的教训，照他的命令去生活。
And we are willing to live according to the commandments of God.
我们甚至愿意祷告求圣灵，被圣灵充满。
We are also willing to kneel down and pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
然后去感受到，神就住在我们里面。
Then we will experience God abiding in us.
那所以今天在基督里面我们在神的教会
So in the church of Christ,
我们要明白说，其实我们都是被神生的人
We have to know that we are all born of God.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
那基督是头。
And Christ is the head.
在这里要。传扬真理。
So here is the place where we proclaim the gospel.
要跟罪恶划清界限。
And we draw a clear line between us and sin.
我们说要在主里面的互相的团契，其实都是要立基在同在基督里面被神所生的。
And our fellowship within Christ must be on the foundation of being born of God.
你看我们在读约翰一书的时候。有一些话一直重复出现的。
If we read First John, we see that there are many key words that keep popping up.
那就是在说是从神生的这个字眼。
And one of those is being born of God.
我们读约翰福音知道说，我们今天信耶稣要接受水和水的赦罪的洗礼。
We know that in order for our sins to be forgiven, we need to receive water baptism.
我们需要领受圣灵。
We need to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣说， 如果没有从水和圣灵重生的，不能够进神的国。
The Lord Jesus says himself, he who is not born, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
这个叫做从神生的。
This is what it means to be born of God.
借着水和圣灵。
Through water and spirit.
那在约翰一书里面，他就一直在强调这个从神生的这个真理了。
And that's why in 1 John he continues to emphasize being born of God.
这个真理我们要先抓住。
So we need to understand and grasp this truth.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
29. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him.
行公义的人是从神生的。
He who practices righteousness is born of him.
今天我们如果认定我们是属耶稣的，我们一定会去行出这个义。
If we know that if we belong to Christ, then we will do righteous.
这个义的事情要从家里面开始做起。
And righteousness starts from our family.
所以不管我们今天做什么。
Regardless of what we're doing,
不管我们在哪里。
Or where we are,
都要以这个为基础。
This is our foundation.
所以父母儿女之间的相处要以真理 来实践。
And therefore, the interaction between parents and children must be founded on the truth.
所以做父母亲的按真理来教养儿女。
Therefore, the parents should teach their children according to the truth.
儿女要孝敬父母，要愿意为这个家庭付出。
And the children must also honor their parents according to the truth and be willing to sacrifice for the family.
所以你看那个儿女如果真的是 行公义的哈。就是你会听话，会愿意去分担父母亲的辛劳。
So as children, if we are doing righteously, that means that we need to obey and honor our parents, as well as shoulder some responsibilities within the family.
所以在家里面，我们其实就在实践说什么是做神喜悦的事了。
So in our family, we are living out what it means to be pleasing to God.
我们会想到别人会体贴别人的辛苦了。
We will be considerate of others.
那今天我们如果是行公义，在社会里面，我们不会去做那些违反律法的事情。
And in society, doing righteously means that we will not break the law.
我们一定是一个好公民。
We will be a good citizen.
所以政府如果说我们应该遵守一些法律，我们就会遵守。
Therefore, if the government tells us to do some things, then we will abide by those laws.
就好像现在说，你看政府为了要防止这个疫情扩张。他要求大家尽可能留在家里。
For example, because of the pandemic, we are asked to stay at home.
那我们就会去遵守他了。
So we comply.
因为这是对我们自己是好的，对别人也是好的。
Because we know this is for the good of ourselves and for others.
从神生的，他就是会行公义。
Those who are born of God will do righteously.
因为这个就是会考虑到别人。
Because we can are considerate of others.
好，那再看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
我们也读过九节，凡重生的就不犯罪。
Verse 9, which we have read before, whoever has been born of God does not sin.
因为神的道，这个道就是这个种子，真理的这个种子在他心里面。
For his seed remains in him.
那这个真理就会引导我们不会再去犯罪。
And his word will keep us from sinning again.
那我们会做义的事情，当然我们会跟这个罪恶有分别吗？
Because we do what is righteously, therefore naturally there is a separation from sin.
那我们又会考虑到神的话语。
We will also keep God's words in mind.
四章的第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
四章第七节，亲爱弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神生的，并且认识神。
Verse 7.Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
有爱心的都是由神生的。
Those who love is born of God.
所以会考虑到别人。
Will consider others.
爱是什么？
What is love?
哥林多前书十三章保罗说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul says.
它其中一个特质就是爱是不求自己的益处。
That one of the characteristics of love is not that it does not seek its own.
那爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth.
从神生的，他会 有爱心，会彼此相爱。
Those who are born of God will love each other.
那我们如果真的是会有这个彼此相爱的心，我们一定会更去爱那些在主里面的同龄。
And because we have this kind of love from God, we will naturally love our brethren in the church.
我们今天对这个爱心要知道，它那个区别啊，神圣的爱跟我们人间的那个从人的想法里面来的爱的差别。
We have to understand what the difference is between God's love and human love.
因为有些人他们的爱心是是人间的，就是对自己好的人，他就对他很好。
Human love tends to be nice to those who are nice to you.
就算那个作恶的，或者是那些帮派的分子，他们也爱他们自己同帮派里面的人。
Even those who do wickedly, or those who are in gangs, they will love each other, who belong to them.
但是爱是什么？你听我的话，你若不听我的话，我就要你的命了。
But this kind of love is you need to listen to me, or else I will take your life.
那个这样的爱是那个占有的，是控制的。
This kind of love is a controlling kind of love.
那不是去牺牲自己去付出的。
It is not a sacrificial love.
其实那不是神的爱。
And that is not the love of God.
但是从神来的爱不一样。
God's love is different.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神而生。凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。
Verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him.
信耶稣是基督，都是从神生哦。
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
信就是因为我们相信这个就是神的爱，因为有耶稣基督，所以我们今天才得这个恩典。
We believe in Jesus Christ, that because of his sacrifice for us, we have this blessing today.
然后接下去我们会爱那从神生的人。
And then we will love those who are born of God.
我们就会彼此相爱了。
We will love each other.
那这样的一个爱其实就是胜过世界。
This kind of love transcends the world.
你看我们今天如果跟从这个世界的潮流，
If we follow the trends of the world,
就是别人做什么我们就跟着做什么，
and follow whatever other people do,
他们的价值观念我们就把它接受，说这个人就是对的，
or if we accept others' value systems as our own,
但是不是，今天我们如果从神生的，我们一定胜过世界的。
That would not be transcending the world, but we have overcome the world.
五章第四节， 你看，
Chapter 5 verse 4 says,
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
凡从神生的，今天我们在教会里面从主耶稣基督得新生命的，我们要胜过世界的。
We who are born of God, who have received this renewed life in Christ, must overcome the world.
我们要想主耶稣说他已经胜了世界。
We have to remember that Jesus himself said he had overcome the world.
在这个世界我们会有苦难。
In this world, we will have tribulation.
但是我们不用害怕。
But we can be of good cheer.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十六章这样子大声的应许我们。
In John chapter 16, the Lord loudly tells us.
16章的第33节。
John chapter 16, verse 33.
约翰福音十六章三十三节，我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
Verse 33, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
在这个混乱的时代当中，我们都在寻求平安。
In this chaotic society, we are all searching for peace.
平安从哪里来？
Where does peace come from?
在耶稣基督里。
Peace comes from Jesus.
但是我们在这个时代当中还是一样会受苦。
But in this world, we will still suffer.
主耶稣已经胜过世界。
But Jesus has already overcome the world.
我们也可以胜过世界。
And we likewise can do the same.
虽然混乱，虽然好像很多的灾难，但是我们不用惧怕。
Although there will be many troubles, but we don't have to be afraid.
使我们胜过的世界就是我们的信心。
So what has overcome the world is our faith.
那主耶稣已经胜了，我们也可以胜。
Because Jesus Christ has overcome the world, we also can overcome the world.
我们说我们胜过世界。
And so when we say we overcome,
我们并不是说那我很勇敢啊，我是超人。
Doesn't mean that we feel very bold and that we are super.
有危险的地方，我不用怕，我就去。
Or being not afraid of any danger.
或者说这个地方充满诱惑，我也不用怕，我就去了。
Or saying, oh, even though that place is filled with temptations, but I don't have to be afraid, I can go.
这个不叫信心，这个叫做愚妄。
That is not called faith. That is foolish.
这个叫做试探神。
That is also testing God.
我们如果真的从神生的
，So if we are truly born of God.
会有一个不同的选择。
We will make different choices.
如果你看五章的第十八节
，In 1 John chapter 5 verse 18，
我们五章十八节，我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，从神生的必保守自己，那恶者也就无法害他了。
Verse 18， we know that whoever is born of God does not sin， but he who has been born of God keeps himself， and the wicked one does not touch him。
我们今天如果是从神生的，我们知道我们有永生的。
So being born of God， we know we have eternal life。
我们会保守自己。
And we will preserve ourselves.
碰到危险，我们会逃啊。
And when we see danger, we will run.
我们不会傻傻的去撞它吗？
We will not very stubbornly try to resist it.
啊，所以看到危险，看到诱惑，我们赶快离开。
So when we see any danger or any temptation, we will run.
我们今天要生活 在生活当中行事为人要保守。
In our everyday we must.Walk prudently.
我们要保守自己。
We need to keep ourselves.
这个包括我们的这些日常生活，你从穿着，从你的话语，到从我们跟人相处这些方式都一样的。
So this includes our attire, or the words that we speak, or how we interact with others.
我们在现在这个社会里，在这个网络的世界里面，我们在看什么
？And what are we looking at in the internet?
我们常常听音乐，我们在听什么音乐
？Or when we listen to music, what kind of music are we listening to?
我们现在很多人都需要，因为不能够出去外面，我们都需要很多人从网络里面得娱乐嘛。
Because we can't go outside, so many of us find entertainment online.
那你去找什么来娱乐自己
？So with what kind of entertainment do you occupy yourself with?
我们要懂得分辨哦，不要傻傻的进入那个试探里。
So we need to be wise and not enter into temptation.
不要成为这个恶者，这个魔鬼的这个受害者。
We should not become a victim of Satan.
今天魔鬼用这个世界啊，你看眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲来引诱人。
Satan uses the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh to tempt us.
我们如果不保守自己啊，那我们以为自己刚强，其实很容易就被那个恶者的这个引诱勾上了。
If we feel that we are strong and are not careful, then we will be hooked.By Satan.
从神生的会保守自己。
But we who are born of God will keep ourselves.
这就是我们今天要在主里面要彼此团契的一个基础。
So this is the foundation of fellowship in Christ.
在约翰一书里面，他一开始就提到说这个团契的问题。
In 1 John, it also mentions in the beginning about fellowship.
我们跟神团契。
We fellowship with God.
我们也跟弟兄姐妹团契。
We also fellowship with our brethren.
那这个团契的概念，其实从教会一开始建立就有了。
And this concept of fellowship started at the very beginning of the establishment of the church.
你看，我们今天在教会里面我们也在谈团契，要建立团契。
In the church, we also think about how to build up fellowship.
其实团契的这个教训在圣经里面，我们去读它，会发现有许多不同种的意思。
When we read about fellowship in the Bible, we find that there are many different meanings of fellowship.
比如说在使徒行传第二章
，For example, in Acts chapter 2,
第四十二节
，verse 42,
教会刚建立的时候
，at the beginning when the church was first being established,
最初的是三千个信徒
，there were 3,000 members.
第四十二节他们就说，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。
In verse 42, it says, And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
你看他这里说彼此交接，就是说我们人有互相来往，有沟通。
So they were interacting with one another.
这个早期最开始的教会，他有四，这个他们的这个当时候有四个最大的重点。
They had four major categories.
就是第一个，他们会遵守真理。
First, they would keep the truth.
就是使徒的教训。
Which is the apostles' doctrine.
第二，他们就展现出这个团契的生活。
And secondly, they had a life of fellowship.
第三，他们擘饼。
And thirdly, they broke bread.
这个就是爱餐呢、啊。
Which is a love meal.
也就是说，他们是一起生活，大家。共同分享的。
They lived together and shared everything.
每一个人、哦、都一起贡献，然后一起分享，所以不会有缺乏的。
So everybody would offer something so that no one had any lack.
第四个就是祷告，一起祷告。
Fourthly, they would pray.
哦，那教会就这样子啊，你看经历许多神的神迹奇事。
And then they experienced many miracles from God.
然后每一个人都欢喜快乐。
And everyone was very joyful.
那神就把这个得救人天天加给他们。
And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved.
那被加进来的人就一起在共同团契，也是一起祷告。
So those who were added to them also joined in with the fellowship and prayer.
我们就看到当时候教会是何等的兴旺。
So this was a very prosperous time for the church.
今天我们真教会。要复兴使徒时代的教会，其实就是要重现这样的一个在真理里面、啊、彼此团契的生活。
If the, as the true church, we also want to revive the apostolic church, then we need to also have this life of fellowship.
就是我们、啊、把这个真理回悟到最初的使徒跟先知的教训，他们这个基础上。
Which is that we need to go back to the foundation of the teachings of the prophets and apostles.
这个就是我们的基础。
And this is our basis, which is the doctrine.
然后我们要一起这样子过团契的生活。
The articles of faith, and we need to have a life of fellowship.
那大家会彼此相助。
Everyone will help each other.
所以今天我们如果真的有彼此相爱的心、啊、
So if we have a mutual love for each other,
我们看到弟兄穷乏困苦，我们不会。只是跟他说你平平安回去吧。
When we see a brother in need, we will not just say to them, I hope you're well.
我们读约翰一书第三章。
When we read 1 John chapter 3,
那个彼此相爱不能够只是在这个嘴巴上面。
It tells us that when we love, we don't love just in word.
我们 要在这个真理里面实际在实践。
We need to love in truth and in our deeds.
啊，这个叫做真实的虔诚。
That's true piety.
啊，那个雅各书第一章啊，他这样说。
In James chapter 1, it says.
我们看雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
第二十六节。
Verse 26.
他说有人。自以为虔诚，却不勒住他的舌头，反弃用自己的心。这个人的虔诚是虚的。
If anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless.
二十七说，在神我们父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难当中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
27. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world.
就是看到那些有需要的，我们会实际上伸出我们的手去帮助。
When we see someone in need, we will stretch out our hand to help.
然后又会保守自己不要去沾染世俗，就是不要用那个世界的方法。
We will also keep ourselves unspotted from the world, meaning that we won't use worldly ways.
而是在真理里面帮助。
We are helping them in the truth.
按照主耶稣所告诉我们的原则。
According to the principles given to us by God.
我们现在要看顾那个孤儿寡妇患难当中，我们不是让他们觉得说他们自己不要做什么事。
When we help orphans and widows, that doesn't mean that they will feel like they don't need to do anything.
你看有些人，有人说啊，你要帮助一个人，你如果给他一条鱼。还不如教他怎么钓鱼。
There are some people who say, rather than giving someone a fish, you might as well give them a fishing rod.
就是教他要怎么样去脱离这个贫苦的环境。
And to teach them how to escape from their poverty.
而不会只是在被动的接受人爱心的同时，里面自己变懒惰，而失去任何的那种 积极的态度。
And this is to prevent any attitude of laziness in only receiving.
那所以当时早期的教会，他们真的是互相帮助的。
So in the early church, they really helped one another.
那这个在这个团契的这个概念当中呢，使徒行传第应该是说。罗马书第十五章啊，他告诉我们 一句话。
In Romans chapter 15, there is a phrase that reminds us.
我们看罗马书第十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
这是在团契里面，它里面有的一个内涵。
This is a aspect of fellowship.
十五章的二十六节。
5 verse 26.
罗马书十五章二十六节。
Romans 15:26.
说因为我们读二十五节。
25.
但现在我往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒，因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出奸项给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人。
25. But now I am going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. 26. For it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor among the saints who are in Jerusalem.
那这里这个他们乐意在马其顿亚该亚人，他们乐意凑出奸项，这个就是他们奉献的钱来帮助那些在耶路撒冷穷人。
So those from Macedonia and Achaia, they gathered funds.So that they could help those who were poor in Jerusalem.
那其实这个就是团契的概念。
This is a concept of fellowship.
如果我们从这个字眼本身去看它
，If we look, do a word study of the word fellowship.
捐项就是团契啊。
Or of the contribution, this word is fellowship.
这是一种分享，在财务上分享。
This is a sharing their wealth.
那这个就是我们今天。如果富有的人，我们会去关心那些贫穷的。
So we who are rich should help those who are poor.
我们再看一节经节，看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
这个有关于帮助这些穷困的人呢。
This also talks about helping the poor.
八章第四节。
8:4.
哥林多后书第八章的第四节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8:4.
说再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
Imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints.
在供给圣徒的这个恩情上能够团契就是有份，所以团契就是在这些实际的爱心的行为上有份的。
So when they fellowship with the saints, it is through ministering and giving gifts.
就是他们愿意付出了。
In other words, they're willing to sacrifice.
他是讲的这个马其顿的众教会啊。
And this is with regards to the churches in Macedonia.
他们当时自己很穷嘛。
They were themselves not very wealthy.
可是他们还愿意有这个乐捐的厚恩，他们愿意在这个奉献供给的事情上有份啊。
But they were willing to be partakers of the grace of giving.
表示他们真的相信说主耶稣的这个应许跟恩典。
This means that they truly had faith and believed in the blessings that would come from keeping God's word.
我们今天在基督里面其实都已经变成富足的。
In Christ, we are all rich.
我们在信仰上富足，其实表示说我们在心态上我们会知足。
In our spirits, we are rich because we feel content.
那我们会觉得说，那别人有需要，我愿意尽一份力量。
And when we see others in needs, we are willing to put in that effort.
他们就当时就一直跟保罗要求说，让我们也能够参加一份，我们可以奉献一些财物帮助这些。
So those churches in Macedonia kept begging Paul to allow them to have a part in helping those who had the need.
那当然，你看这个保罗他就接受，让他们也在这个供给的事上有份了。
So Paul accepted their offer and allowed them to minister to the saints.
这个都是在这个团契的这个真理底下。应该有的内涵。
And this is an aspect of the fellowship that should be in Christ.
那当然，我们在读哥林多前书第十，我们在领圣餐的时候 读哥林多前书第十章哈。
And when we are partaking Holy Communion, we usually read 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章的十六节。
Verse 16.
那这里提到说，我们祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？
Verse 16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ?
哥林多前书十章的十六节，这里同龄其实就是一种团契。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16, this communion is also a form of fellowship.
所以今天团契就是一同有份。
So fellowship means being partakers with Christ.
在好事上有份。
To be partakers in the good things.
在神的这个恩典上有份。
And in the blessing of God.
你看我们今天许多教会在建筑的过程当中，都是弟兄姐妹互相帮助而成立的。
We see how many of our chapels were built or purchased through the love of many brothers and sisters.
我们今天真教会有一个特色，就是全球的真耶稣教会都是一家的。
One very special characteristic of our church is that across the entire globe, all of us are one family.
我们如果一个地方要建堂缺少资金，如果让这个信息传送到各个地方的真教会的信徒耳中，很多人就会奉献。
If in a particular area, one of our church locations needs to build a chapel, and this news reaches to various members across the globe, then they will do their best to offer.
因为我们都希望说，在这样的神的圣工上有份。
Because all of us desire to have be a partaker of that blessing.
这是一种团契。
This is also a form of fellowship.
是按照真理里面互相团契的。
It is a fellowship according to the truth of God.
我们感谢神，最近在意大利恩波里这个地方教会已经买了一个新的会堂。
We thank God that recently in Italy, our church has purchased a new chapel.
现在正在进行要着手在进行教会里面的这些内部的整修。
And now they are undergoing some renovation work.
几年前他们要买这个地点的时候
，A few years ago when they were considering buying this property,
缺了好多钱。
They had a lot of lack.
因为弟兄姐妹很多人都是打工的人，其实生活本身就已经很艰困了。
The members there were working, but they did not have very many funds.
有一些海外移民，他们其实过得很辛苦的生活。
And many of them were immigrants, so they did not live a very comfortable lifestyle.
他们在这个很有时候是很不友善的环境底下去赚取一份生活费，然后挣扎的能够在那里定居存留。
And it was through many hardships that they were actually able to stay there in the first place.
有时候都是被剥削的。
And sometimes they were even cheated by others.
但是为了要能够在那个地方传福音。
But for the sake of preaching the gospel there,
他们宁可过一个简单的生活，但是就存了一些钱，要来购买会堂，在那里可以聚会来做宣道牧养的工作。
They were willing to live a very simple lifestyle so that they could earn some money and purchase a chapel so that it could become a foundation or a basis by which they could preach the gospel in that area.
我们知道在开发的国家里面，那些要买地、买这个建筑物都很贵。
We know that in these very developed countries, buying a property is very expensive.
如果以少少的这个人数来说，很难有那个能力去买下，而且教会在买会堂的时候也都要用现金，也不能够贷款。
And for this, they had only a few number of people, therefore it was quite a challenge for them to find enough funds, especially since they had to pay it off in cash.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹听到这个消息之后，很多人就大力的奉献。
But thank God, because many brothers and sisters heard of the news, therefore they did their best to offer.
有时候虽然数量金额不是很多
，although the amount that was offered might not have been very much.
但是每一个人他有这一份愿意在这个供给的事情上有份的心呢，就会感动神，然后接着感动更多人来参与。
But their desire to offer for God touched the heart of God and also other brothers and sisters.
啊，所以感谢主，他们啊至今能够充足。购买有余，而且还有剩下来做装修的工作。
So thank God, they not only had sufficient money to buy that property, but they are even able to have left over to renovate.
他们两个星期已经签下了这个合同买下了这个教会的地点。
So 2 weeks ago, they finally signed the contract and have acquired this property.
那同样的见证恩典也发生在多米尼加。
And the same testimony of grace also happened in the Dominican Republic.
我们感谢神在多米尼加的首都也能够买下另外一个建筑物来准备做会堂用。
And we thank God that in the capital that they have purchased a chapel to a property to become the chapel.
也是弟兄姐妹共同奉献的。
And likewise, it was through the contributions of brothers and sisters.
许多国家的信徒听到这样一个消息，他们就甘心的乐意奉献。
And many of these contributions came from other countries when the brothers and sisters heard about this news.
也很感谢神，这个购买的过程目前也都很顺利已经完成了。
And we also thank God that this purchase and transaction has gone very smoothly.
所以团契，你看他这个就是一同有份在神的这个事情上能够参与。
So we see that this fellowship is to be able to share these good things in Christ.
彼此相交，分享所有的，共享。
To share and to fellowship with one another.
那也是共同参与，成为伙伴，一起做工。
To become co-workers together.
那团契的这个精神就是耶稣基督的精神，愿意舍己奉献的。
So this spirit of fellowship is the essence within Christ, the sacrificial love.
我们今天如果能够在真理底下，能够展现出耶稣基督这样的爱，这个教会能够在每一个地方建立起来。
So if in every location our church is able to manifest this kind of love, then our church will be built up everywhere.
那接下去，我们在每个地方在以真理来接近我们每一个人的生活，我们都能够成为主耶稣的美好的见证。
And when in every location each of us are able to live a sanctified life, then all of us will become testimonies for God.
我们就会一起同心合意来兴旺福音。
Then we will work together to spread the gospel.
我们再看那个腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第二章。
Chapter
2. 腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
我们请读请看第一章
Chapter 1.
看第一章的第二十七节。
1:27.
一章的二十七节说，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的情况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
27. Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel.
你看这里。因为为所信的福音齐心努力。
To strive together in one mind for the faith of the gospel.
那其实这里所讲的概念就是在团契的。
This is the concept behind fellowship.
也就是说我们今天一起在遵行真理，也在执行主耶稣的托付。
We are doing the truth and fulfilling the commission.
我们的行事为人跟福音相称。
So our conduct is worthy of the gospel of Christ.
我们都一起来为主耶稣做见证。
And all of us are striving to become a witness for God.
那所以这个同心合意的兴旺福音呢？
So this striving together for the gospel,
基本上就是今天团契 里面所要包含的内容。
Is what should be within our fellowships.
我们大家在执行真理，目标不是只是说，那我们每一个人都觉得很满足就好了。
So our goal should not just be being satisfied and content that all of us are keeping the truth.
而是我们会想到如何把这个福音传出去，通兴旺福音。
But how we ought to spread this gospel to others.
那这个成为一个让这个工人觉得很感谢，那也是教会能够得再多恩典的一个表现。
And this will not only allow for the church workers to feel very, very, very content, but also will,
会得到恩典。
Will bring blessing to the church.
我们如果看腓立比书第一章哈。
In Philippians chapter one.
保罗当时被关在监牢里面。
And when Paul was imprisoned.
可是他想到这腓立比的教会，他就很感谢了。
Whenever he thought of the church in Philippi, he was very thankful.
为什么
？Why？
我们看第五节。
Verse five.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now.
你看 fellowship， 他就是讲这个团契。
Again, the word fellowship.
那第六节说，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
这个就是这个福音的工作，要一直一直去做。
So the work of the gospel must continue on.
那这也是主耶稣基督会在我们心里面动工。
And Jesus Christ will begin this good work in us.
让这个福音能够广传。
So that the gospel can be spread.
直到耶稣的日子。
Until the day of Christ.
我们今天教会要传福音，其实我们要落实这个团契的生活。
If we want to preach the gospel as a church, then we need to build up our fellowship.
那大家可以一起来做。
So everyone can do it together.
那同心合意的兴旺嘛。
Then we will strive together for the gospel.
那你看，每一个人都有同一个心志。
When everyone has the same mind,
在真理上站立得稳。
And is standing fast in the truth.
去传福音的时候。不会，人家谈一谈之后，自己反而动摇了。
Then we will not be moved when we preach to others, and hear something else.
那我们
that others tell to us.
那我们这个在基督里面这个欢喜快乐就会增加。
Then this will increase our joy.
好，所以我们现在在最后看一下第一章腓立比书一章的第二十六节。
Let's look at chapter one, verse 26.
他说：“叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。”
26, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again.
当时候保罗很期待他出监牢里面，他可以再一次到弟兄姐妹去访问他们，去看他。
Paul really wanted to be able to meet these brothers and sisters once more.
他被关了，可是这个福音继续传扬了。
He was imprisoned, but the gospel continued to be preached.
然后当时候他说，在基督里面这个欢乐会一直不断的增加的。
And then this rejoicing for him will be even more abundant.
那这个代表着教会的更加兴旺。
And this will make the church grow even more.
因为我们都共同的在真理里面，在耶稣基督的这个祝福底下。
Because all of us are receiving the blessing of God together.
因为我们都能够一起来为真理做工。
May God help us so that all of us can be co-workers for the gospel.
在真理当中彼此相爱。
To love one another in the truth.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
149首。
149.